Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fourth installment on the laws of Shemitah. It's interesting, the Pasuk, when it refers to the laws of Shemitah, it says, V'hayisa sh'abas ha'aretz lachem lo'achla, and it will be a resting of the land for you for eating. And the Gemara learns out a very important law from this, that when we take the fruits of Shemitah, we may use them for eating, as we mentioned earlier in the series, but la'achla, it's for eating, v'lo l'schora, and not for purposes of merchandise, which means I can go into the field and harvest and pick, apples. That's fine if I'm picking apples for the purposes of eating. If I'm picking apples for the purposes of selling a bunch of apples, that is a fundamental lack of appropriate regard for the sanctity of the Shemitah product. And I'm not allowed to pick it with that in mind, on that mass scale, if that's the reason to picking it. And I'm certainly not allowed to be selling it. Now, it's not correct that I'm not allowed to sell it at all. I'm only allowed to sell a small amount of apples. And maybe we'll get into later in the series how much I am allowed to sell and I'm not allowed to sell. But we will have to understand how in a basic way it would work to have a fruit store during the Shemitah year. We'll get into that later in the series. But the basic restriction here of Shemitah produce is that I'm supposed to be using it to eat or to sell small amounts, but not mass amounts. When I'm selling Shemitah products, even if it is a small amount, because this is considered such a sacred thing, there's another prohibition, which is I'm not allowed to sell it b'mida b'mishkal b'minyan. I'm not allowed to measure it, let's say in terms of its length or width. I'm not allowed to weigh it. I'm not allowed to sell it in by numbers. I'm not allowed to sell, apples in fives or something like that. I'm not allowed to do that. These are all very standard ways of selling and marketing produce. But the point is, even if I sell Shemitah fruit in a volume in which it's permissible, I have to treat it with an added sanctity. I have to treat it with an added reverence. So I can't just treat it as the regular food on the marketplace. One is not allowed to sell Shemitah food to a goy, to a non-Jew, because it's sacred. It's only for the Jews. This is a special year for the Jews. The produce of these fields are special for the Jews. Another fascinating halacha having to do with the sale of Shemitah produce. If I sell you Shemitah produce, so the food has a sanctity, the sanctity extends to the money for which the food was exchanged. It's a very interesting statement. So that means that when I sell you those Shemitah apples for $5, then the same way that I had to treat the Shemitah apples with respect, and I'm just supposed to eat it and I'm not supposed to use it for trade, et cetera, those $5, the only thing I'm allowed to buy with those $5 is food. And by the way, when I buy that food, I have to treat the food with the same respect as we'll learn about that I have to for other Shemitah products. So the Kedusha transfers onto the money. It doesn't leave the original Shemitah food, but it extends onto the money. Just interestingly, in terms of this issue of the sanctity of the Shemitah produce extending onto the money, there are two exceptions to this. One is if I buy the product behavla'a, and one is I buy it b'hakafa. B'havla is as follows. Let's say I come to you and I want to buy different things from you. I want to buy a couch from you. I want to buy a bushel of Shemitah apples from you. I want to buy a set of shas from you. I want to buy different things from you. And so I make a package deal. So instead of paying you $5 for the apples and $400 for the set of shas, I pay you $405 for the shas and the apples together. So the money doesn't directly line up with the apples. That's called havla'a. And if you sell it and if you trade it in that way, the sanctity does not extend onto the money. That's havla'a. Hakafa is something else. Hakafa is that I don't pay you for it on the spot. I owe you the money. So I acquire the apples from you. And the understanding is that at a later juncture, I'll reimburse you for the apples. So it's like one step removed from a standard sale. So in that case too, the kedusha, the sanctity, does not transfer onto the money that's ultimately paid for the apples. But it's just a remarkable thing to think about how much the laws of Shemitah dictate that not only can I not work the land in the first place, but if it is, even if it's a small enough amount that I'm allowed to sell, there are all these restrictions on the sale. I have to treat it with great regard and reverence. And even after all of that, the sanctity in a normal circumstance transfers or extends from the Shemitah produce to the money. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.